In CI News this week, churches and places of worship suffer nearly 4,000 crimes in a year. The church in Wales enshrines same-sex blessings in its liturgy. And the legacy of Christian educator Charlotte Mason receives new impetus. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 17th of April. I'm Jenny Olsen. An average of 10 crimes a day were committed against UK churches last year. According to the Countryside Alliance, there were nearly 4,000 crimes recorded on church property in 2025. The majority of these were theft, followed by criminal damage and violence. The group said the true scale is undoubtedly worse, since seven police forces did not respond to its request for data. The majority of crimes were committed in London, followed by West Yorkshire and Greater Manchester. Ben Sims of the National Churches Trust lamented that the destruction is really demoralising, especially because these are places of worship. A right for blessing couples in a same-sex marriage or a civil partnership has been added to the canons of the church in Wales, with plans for same-sex weddings in the pipeline. The approved order of service provides for prayers, Bible readings, hymns, the exchange of promises, the blessing of rings, and the presentation of a certificate. Archbishop of Wales, Cherry Van, who is herself in a same-sex civil partnership, claimed that the church's bishops, who unanimously endorsed the change, were committed to building a church that can make space for each other, whatever our different perspectives. But Andy Grimwood, the Archdeacon of St. Asaph, fears the shift will bring division. He expressed sadness to see friends and colleagues leave the church they love. And Julia Schultz, a lay member in the Diocese of Bangor, branded the new liturgy a marriage service in all but name, and a departure from the biblical blueprint for what a Christian marriage is. The church's official website states that further proposals to perform same-sex marriages will duly be brought forward in April 2027. A Labour MP is pushing to make this year the summer of sex in her campaign for pornographic sex education. Samantha Niblett, MP for South Derbyshire, set up the campaign in collaboration with Cindy Gallup, the founder of a so-called ethical pornography website. As part of the initiative, the MP is holding a parliamentary debate on lifelong sex education, and she wants to host a Westminster event involving sex toys. The campaign is not only targeted at adults, but intends to educate all ages on relationships and life stages. She claims that watching videos of real people having sex is not a problem and differs from commercial pornography. But the Institute's head of communications, Angus Saul, warned that this will not help protect children from harm.
Explaining to children and other young people that pornography presents a distorted view of relationships is a laudable objective, but this campaign is only going to give a very mixed message by suggesting that some porn is good and some is bad. This will only confuse people further and will surely detract from the work going on elsewhere to limit children's access to pornography and reverse the damage this material has wreaked on society.
And finally, a Christian educator's legacy has been boosted as the University of Cumbria, a centre of excellence in Charlotte Mason studies, appoints 9 new research affiliates. Mason, an Anglican, dedicated her life to improving the education of young children from all backgrounds during the Victorian period, and her ideas have inspired a global homeschooling movement. Her theory and method were firmly rooted in her Christian faith. She believed all education is derived from and founded upon our relation to Almighty God. She taught that the essence of Christianity is best understood as loyalty to the person of Christ our King, and held the person of the Holy Spirit to be the supreme educator of mankind. Parents, she argued, were personally appointed deputies of the Almighty King, the sole ruler of men. Cumbria's Professor Sally Elton Chalcraft said the appointments will support further research and publication while showcasing Ambleside's unique heritage assets, including archives linked to Mason. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.